Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter. Yes, it is still the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I am motivated and excited and tired.
Yeah, it has been a very good week at the farm, and we have worked really hard.
We have.
And, you know, that's what we'd planned to do. And we actually accomplished a goal much sooner, probably 2 weeks sooner than we thought we would.
That always
feels good.
Oh, it does. And now, going down into the basement, I guess we need to review if our listeners didn't pick up on what we've been doing or hadn't listened to previous episodes. We had some issues with our basement ceiling. We had a drop ceiling in that had sagged and just needed some repairs,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, it needed some help. It was looking pretty bad.
And we also needed some additional electrical outlets.
Yeah, so that we can grow plants.
Yes. You have a grow station that continues to grow and expand.
Yes, that's what it is. It's a grow station.
Right.
I water it and I give it love and it just keeps growing.
I guess I didn't understand when you first started that growing meant not just the plants.
Oh, no.
But it meant the actual equipment as well.
No, it meant like take over the basement eventually, except for, well, maybe not all of it, but no, actually, we're in a pretty good place with it right now. There's always room for more because you always need more plants.
Right.
But it's pretty good. I can start 650 or so plants at a time down there, and that's pretty good.
And that sounds like a lot.
It's
until
not really.
You are planning for your sales and all of the good produce that will come out of the garden this next season.
Yeah, but, you know, we started back in the day when we had some kind of, we had a really crazy rigged up grow station, and we had like grow lights wired to shelves, and
it was frightening.
It worked okay, but, you know, it was not very effective. We could do about, if I remember right, we could do 3 trays, which is 150 plants.
Not nearly enough for what you need.
No. And so we got the first big grow station that has lights and heat mats. And then we got a second one. Then we got a third one.
There's always more.
Yes.
But one of the things that had really concerned me as this continued to expand was the electrical service to all of those grow mats and lights. Now, they don't pull a lot of electricity, but we were running extension cords and like major.
I'm sure it was not safe and
no,
was not up to code. And
no.
It looked really pretty bad.
It
too.
Did. So we ran a new circuit with new outlets, ground fault controlled outlets, and
yeah, you did some
water
fancy
covers.
Electrical work down there. I was pretty impressed.
I was just happy it all worked.
Yeah, it did work. And you know, I stood around and waited, and I stayed out of the way. I mean, two people can't really work in an electrical box for one thing.
No, but when we were running the wire and things like that, it was really nice to have two of us.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was, you know, when you're pulling wire through ceilings. And of course, it's like the opposite end of our electrical service.
Of course.
So it had to go a long way, and then all that had to be tacked up. So I did some useful things.
You did a lot.
And I did document it, some of it, on social media. So some of it was entertaining, and So yeah, it was cool. And you got to use the hammer drill.
Yes, we have a new tool. Our basement walls, of course, are poured concrete. And to put a screw into that, you need a hammer drill.
Yeah, very cool.
I, until recently, didn't know that such a tool existed, but did some research and we went to Menards, found a hammer drill, and wow.
What a difference.
When you have the right tools, yes. It is amazing.
Yes, and that's one of the things that we've really learned a lot over the years. And we've tried to make do with things that we had and didn't always use the right tool. Now, I will have to admit, I still don't. I use tools for things. Maybe they're not intended.
Right.
But, you know, I think that's expanding their possibilities.
Oh, my.
So, but yeah, that was extremely helpful to get those boxes into the wall, secure. It looks nice and neat. I think you did a really, really good job with it.
Well, thank you.
You know, I'm pretty impressed. This is a fancy, fancy wiring job here.
Oh, my. But the other thing that our listeners will probably notice with that is we are inclined to do as much for ourselves as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And it's part of our self-sufficient mindset. It is part of reusing things that we have and updating as we need to. We repurposed a lot of lumber and things like that. We had some trim work we needed to do. And
some tile work, some different things that needed to be done. And yeah, a lot of it is repurposed. A lot of it, you had some of the electrical parts in the barn.
Right.
Because, you know, this isn't the first time we've done these kind of crazy things. But we both grew up in households where you did for yourself.
That's right.
And we've carried that on. And there are times that I would much rather hire someone.
And we do.
And we do when we, yeah, sometimes we do that. Sometimes we've had difficulty finding someone that would work in the time frame we needed.
Right.
Or wanted. And so even electrical work, which is, when you had the electrical box off with all the wiring running in and the breakers, and, you know, that's a kind of a scary looking thing there.
It is.
Like, oh, this is something you want to do right, but it works beautifully. Everything is doing great. We kind of did just a very brief test of the grow station today, and what a difference. We went from one outlet to now we have five.
Yes.
And plus the one, we still have that one. We probably won't use it anymore because it's further away, but a big difference. So that means I can add more.
Absolutely. And now we're really starting to look forward. It's like we have that project complete. That was the total focus last week, was getting that done. We worked all day, every day, getting that completed. Yeah.
Many trips to hardware stores.
Of course, you always have to make a run. Now, we're looking forward to the next step for the business. I know you're going to be like super busy starting plants, sorting seeds.
Yeah, tomorrow gardening really kind of starts here. And I won't be planting yet, but I will definitely be doing prep. While you were figuring out some of the electrical stuff, I did get the grow station sanitized.
So that was important.
Yeah, that was one of the things on my list because, you know, you don't want any kind of larva or anything like that lurking in there because that's, you know, even though it's been setting since last winter, you want all that stuff gone. So I cleaned all that real good with just 90% alcohol. And so that part is ready to go now.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to finally break out the new GoPro and try to do some video of your process in addition to getting back into writing.
Yes.
I have several things that I'm working on and I'm excited about getting into that and being productive in a different way.
Yes, and I have Honeybee in my lap right now, so you may hear a little chirping. That's her meow.
Unless she's going to the vet. It sounds a little more like a wild animal.
Yeah, she turns into somebody we don't even know. This sweet little thing who's on my shoulder right now. But yes, it's good to have that project behind us, because my focus has been, okay, I wanted to start working on some of the gardening stuff, like soaking the peat pots, starter pots, getting that stuff ready, because they need to soak for a while because they're dry and, you know, you can't start seeds and something like that. But I wanted to start that this week if at all possible, but it looked like it was probably going to be delayed a week or so. But we worked hard. The focus was to get the grow station area ready.
And yeah, that's where we started. It was. And originally I'd planned to start in a different area of the basement with the ceiling, but we did decide grow station in case we couldn't get everything else done down there, that the grow station would be the first priority. So that's really what we're up to and what our plans are. One of the things that has just thrilled us is continuing online orders for our non-food products.
Yeah, it has been unbelievable. This week we had several orders in between the construction, which was great. And some of them people we don't even know. We don't know where they found us, but we appreciate it. And so, yeah, we've still been processing orders. And that's another thing we need to get to. We have a lot of low stock right now.
Yes. So that's another thing, I guess, really kind of falls on you, is you do all the soaps and balms. I'll do
shampoo
up some
bars.
More cat toys.
Yeah, we need cat toy. We need jam. So I mean, our jam cupboard is pretty empty right now. We have so much stocked.
I'm excited about getting back into that. I have some fruit in the freezer still that I did not get a chance to process last year. I'm going to be organizing some more of our business materials, our business paperwork, and freezers, and planning for this upcoming baking season.
We have a new service that we will actually extending a service this year, but we're going to tweak it a little bit and I think make it even better. So we'll start talking about that.
That's right. We're going to work out those details in the next probably 24, 48 hours and get that out to our listeners and subscribers. The best way to find out about all the details is to join our email list. If you are not already receiving our regular emails, please sign up. I'll put a link in the show notes, and that is a great way to find out what's going on and be on the inside for information.
Yeah, actually, that's probably even better than most of the social media channels, because we're finding that there's more and more limitations for the business there. And so the email list is a really good way that we can communicate with others. So please tell your friends to do that. We won't bug you, and you can unsubscribe if you feel like we're bugging you, but just so that you'll know what's going on, what kinds of opportunities that we will be offering as we look forward to our new season starting in March.
I'm excited.
I am too, yeah. We have that big project. We have other projects we're gonna do. You know, we're still taking out invasives and other things, but we're going to get to work on farm business right now, and that feels really good.
It feels wonderful.
So until next time.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.